You're listening to the Jason Gregor Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. All Silverados and Truck Nation overlay, 10 to 15 specials with cash rebates or payments. All trucks are showing max factory rebates. Learn more at LakewoodChev.com. Plakas, today I want to talk about nutrition. It seems it's very confusing and works for some people, doesn't work for other people's. What's the most common mistake people are making, or some of them, I guess, when it comes to nutrition?
Well, the first mistake I think a lot of people have is that they're so concerned about trying to get results very quickly. So they will believe and try and do anything, even if it's harmful for themselves. So it's just that desire to get things done easy, quick, with little effort, and really hoping for that magical pill. And then sometimes you follow some bad advice, it can cause digestive issues. It can cause you to maybe have an eating disorder down the road, if it's like limiting your food choices and being that restrictive. So you definitely have to be careful for that.
I would say now there's a lot of research that comes out, and it seems like from one year to the next, certain things, milk was good for you, now it's not good for you. What should people be looking for if they ever come across a study saying certain food is bad or good?
That's right. And yeah, it seems like everybody has a study to support whatever product or supplement they're trying to sell you. So when you look at that study, you have to first of all find out who sponsored the study, who paid for it and stuff like that. So you need to know if it's the company itself, then they're obviously they're going to be biased to those results and try to get people to get them the results that they desire. Second, you have to look at how big of the population did they really study and for how long, and has that study been reproduced by other independent people? So there's just because there's a study out that you see in Men's Fitness magazine or even in the newspaper or on TV, the media tends to sensationalize stuff just to get their own viewers looking at their story. So look into the study more in depthly and do a little bit more research yourself.
The other one is any sort of promise of certain results from said diet or health. Those got to be red flags.
That's right. When somebody guarantees you something, or if it's done quickly, or if it's from a source that's really not that reputable. Like a lot of people, they're looking to celebrities for advice on nutrition and diet. It's like it's kind of ridiculous. So you'll see a lot of celebrities, because they have a lot of Instagram followers, promoting the vibration belts for losing fat off your stomach, or putting creams on your stomach. especially women celebrities. The women celebrities are promoting products to women themselves, because they tend to have more of the issues with their body image than men do, although men have that as well. But you do have to look at what the source is. They're getting paid because they have millions of followers on Instagram to sell you something. So they don't even know if it works themselves. So they don't care. So don't use celebrities as your fitness guru advice.
Well, anybody who tells you a vibrating belt is going to help you lose weight, like,
yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, it's obvious to you and me, but, you know, there's some people who are so desperate out there and they think, well, I trust this celebrity and look at their stomach and look so good. They tend to believe and they have more faith than you and I do.
So is the best thing, if people really want results when it comes to nutrition, you just got to go out and sit down with a nutritionist or a dietitian? Is that the best? Is that really the only way to go?
It's not the only way to go, but that is definitely a good way to go than many other ways. There's a lot of things that can work for you. So some people need really some help with the psychology of why they cannot make really good food choices. There's a reason why you avoid salads and you have to have McDonald's or unhealthy food all the time. There's reasons why you can't make a food at home and you always order in. There's all these reasons that occur in your life, and you just got to sort of figure out why those occur. And it's good to also know is like how many calories am I supposed to be consuming? What does good healthy eating supposed to look like for me? So you need some examples from somebody who's an expert in the field. And then you got to see how far am I off what I should be consuming compared to what I am doing right now. If you're really far off, then you're going to notice some great results right at the beginning. But if you're eating pretty close to what you should be doing and not losing weight, there could be some other reasons. You could have some hormonal issues or very low metabolic rate. So there's a variety of stuff. That's why it's so complicated. There's not one answer for any one person.
What is the best, like most of us, and I'll be honest, I did have a nutritionist a few years ago. It was fantastic. Set me up with some plans. Said, okay, this is what you're supposed to eat. This is how much is in a certain meal. But if she hadn't told me how much it was, like, where do you go to find research to say, okay, in a 6 ounce chicken breast, there's this in it. I know we can read packaging for certain
right.
things, but calories are just one thing. Like, if it says 100 calories in it, but then you go down and say, well, it's got 19 grams of sugar and it's got, you know, 498 milligrams of salt. Well, something tells me that's really terrible, but the calorie
correct.
People look and say, well, geez, that's really low. Cause you know, a lot of people
right.
are like calories in, calories out. Is that too simplistic? Do we have to dig deeper?
Yeah, it is a little bit too simplistic, but that is sort of one of the main things you want to be watching is how many calories you are consuming. But the quality of those calories are vital for you to feel satiated in your hunger and to have a good, strong immune system so that you're not sick all the time, too. So, yeah, the calorie is important, but it's like looking at chicken breast and broccoli versus Twizzlers and Cheesies. You know, you can get the equal amount of calories, but one long term is going to be a lot healthier for you than the other. So the key for a person is to figure out is like a balance in their life is how many calories am I consuming weekly and monthly versus what am I expending and am I getting good nutrition? So it's good to see a dietitian. They can plug in what your food log looks like and are you vitamin deficient? Are you getting your vitamin C and your vitamin A, your B vitamins, that kind of thing? Where are you deficient at? And they might give you some ideas on some of the foods to add in to make sure you don't have to, you're not going to get sick all the time.
Well, it's an ongoing one, and really you've got to try to read as much as you can. Are there any sites you'd recommend that you feel are reputable enough for people out
there
that want to get started and say, where can I go do research for my body type?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple that I use. If you go to something called PT on the Net, so just like that, ptonthenet.com, they have a lot of articles on there on nutrition, weight loss myths, all that kind of stuff, exercise. It's something I kind of use all the time because they use articles from the latest research from the best experts in North America, and they have new stuff every week. You can also go to the American College of Sports Medicine. They have lots of good articles there, or the National Academy of Sports Medicine. They have some good articles and information for people there too.
So it's P as in Paul, T as in Tent, on the net.com.
Yeah, exactly.
PTonthenet.com. Yep. Check out. I got to check that out. I've never been there. All right. Thanks, Blackus. Have a good one.
Have a good one, Beth.